Hello, everybody. This is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, actually, people have told me, I miss your commercials. Well, this commercial is a thank you commercial for all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that buy from us consistently. Thank you to them. Thank you for the homeowners for all the repeat business. We had a great year last year, an increase of 33%. So thank you for that. How about we celebrate by giving you prefabs for $99? We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have buy one, get one free slab. So come on down to our showroom for tile and slabs, 3850 Ramada. And for luxury vinyl and cabinets, please come to 447 North Main Street, Templeton. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
We have a beautiful new furniture store in Paso Robles, right next to Walmart. Ricky's Furniture Outlet, locally owned by fifth generation Californian. Ricky's offers a large variety of furniture, Western art pieces, and specializes in custom sofas. Ricky's bright, beautiful showroom is a breath of fresh air here in the North County. Ricky's Furniture Outlet, on Niblick, next to Walmart, in Paso Robles. The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, August 11th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Residential fire on Costano Avenue displaces family. Students across North County returning to school this week. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 80s. It's 59 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. You can't beat their prices on stone, tile, porcelain, granite, quartz, and lots more. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. Atascadero Fire responded to a residential structure fire on Sunday at about 4:46 p.m. The incident was located at 7580 Costano Avenue. Units found a single-family residence fully involved in a heavy fire, spreading the vegetation behind the home. Firefighters successfully stopped the flames from reaching adjacent homes, and it was about 30 minutes until the blaze was deemed under control. No injuries were reported. The cause is under investigation, although Atascadero Fire says it originated from the front porch. The fires displaced the Bird family. Maria Bird, her daughters, and her 75-year-old father, Leonard, have all been displaced. A GoFundMe has been launched to help the family, which has raised $23,000 of its $26,000 goal. Students across San Luis Obispo County will be going back to school this month and as early as this week. The Atascadero Unified School District's first day back to school is tomorrow, August 12th. Paso Robles Joint Unified School District and Almond Acres Charter Academy's first day is Thursday, August 13th. Pleasant Valley Joint Union, San Miguel, and Shandon School Districts will also start on the 13th. Students in Templeton Unified School District will return back to school on Tuesday, August 18th. Cambria Grammar School, Santa Lucia Middle School, and Leffingwell High School and Coast Union High School will all start August 19th. Cayucos Elementary starts August 20th. Elections Office celebrates National Poll Worker Recruitment Day today. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
It's funny how the little things can make the biggest difference. Take hearing aid batteries. The batteries work just fine, but opening the package is another story. That's why Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists is proud to offer the new, easy-to-open hearing aid batteries. They're the only office in town stocking them. And for KPRL listeners, Peter has a neighborly deal. Buy one case of easy-to-open batteries and get one case free. Call 805-460-7385. 805-460-7385. Hearing aid specialists.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. The County Elections Office will recognize today as National Poll Worker Recruitment Day. Founded in 2020 by Election Assistance Commission, the nationwide effort highlights the essential role poll workers play in administering elections across the county. Poll workers are the face of local elections, according to the Clerk Recorder's Office, playing a critical role in ensuring every polling place is welcoming and accessible, verify registrations, issue ballots, explain voting equipment, and more. Poll workers this election will also help implement a new voting process that allows voters to bring their voted vote-by-mail ballot back to their assigned place and deposit their voted ballot directly into the ballot box without using a return envelope. Poll workers all receive training before Election Day, and the Elections Office welcomes applicants from all backgrounds, encouraging bilingual community members, college students, and first-time poll workers to apply. Purpose 2026 raised $2.8 million for charity in just one night, their most successful year in the event's history. 125 guests gathered from across the country by invitation at Law Estate Wines on August 8th. Funds were raised through an auction and then the Fund to Need, with $1.3 million being raised within minutes. This year's Fund the Need is the launch of Dentistry in School, a project with Solosa Children's Dental Center that will seek to bring dental care directly to children in San Miguel. Must Charities extends its deepest gratitude to this year's host, as well as the many sponsors, donors, auction partners, and volunteers who made this year's Purpose 2026 possible. Governor Gavin Newsom said he'll leave the possible extension of Diablo Canyon's operations past 2030 to the next governor. The operating license for Diablo Canyon has already been approved through 2030, but PG&D is advocating for an extension through 2045. A law has not gone through the legislature yet to allow these continued operations, and Newsom said that he does not plan to take action before his term ends. Senator John Laird released a statement yesterday responding to Newsom's announcement, saying, quote, "There simply is not enough time for the legislature to thoughtfully address the many important questions surrounding Diablo Canyon's future, with just 3 weeks remaining in the legislature." Quote, "I look forward to having the opportunity in 2027 over a full nine-month legislative session to thoughtfully consider Diablo Canyon's future," he said, agreeing with Newsom's action. The Atascadero City Council will discuss proposed updates to its native tree regulations in its zoning code in its next meeting tonight. In the July 14th meeting, the City Council asked staff to amend the native tree regulations in response to what was seen as unnecessary burdens to remove a dead heritage tree. Under the new amendments, this would allow the Community Development Director or designee to determine whether the tree died to natural causes without requiring an arborist report, and no application fee shall be required for the removal of a tree that died due to natural causes. You can attend tonight's meeting at 6 in person or listen right here on KPRL. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Dodgers beat the Royals 6-5, the Astros over the Giants 6-3, the Rays beat the Athletics 10-6, Padres over the Brewers 3-2, the Rangers beat the Angels 4-1. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Royals, the Giants will go against the Astros, the Padres will face the Brewers, the Athletics will go against the Rays, the Angels will face the Rangers, the Yankees will go against the Mariners. In California news, a fire that broke out on Saturday at the California-Nevada border has grown to over 115,000 acres, according to officials. The fire started Saturday east of Highway 395 and south of Brinkman Road in Lassen County. As of yesterday evening, the fire has burned 16,680 acres and is at 3% containment. Fire officials say the blaze was human-caused, but no further information is available at this time. A student at UCSB has been sentenced to 30 years to life in prison for raping and sexually assaulting two women. 24-year-old Arian Edigai was arrested in 2021 while he was a student at UCSB, charged in connection with the sexual assault of three women, with others coming forward claiming they were all assaulted by him. A jury found him guilty of forcible sexual penetration, rape, and misdemeanor domestic violence on January 20th. Local News was sponsored by hearing aid specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:15.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report. You're on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, as Farm Bill negotiations continue, the National Pork Producer Council encourages Senate Agriculture Committee Chairman John Bozeman and Ranking Member Amy Klobuchar to produce and pass a bipartisan farm bill that focuses on keeping pig farming in the U.S. affordable, checks the overreach of interstate commerce in California, and offers the very best care for animals. After the failed advancement of the farm bill last week, National Pork Producers Council President Rob Brennerman, a pork producer from Washington County, Iowa, voiced that America's pork producers deserve a robust farm bill. He said when Congress passes a new farm bill, it must include the ask of America's 60,000-plus pork producers to finally stop the threat of a state-by-state patchwork of farm animal housing laws spurred by California's controversial proposition 12. Not only does Prop 12 make sustaining their businesses erroneous for pork producers, but he said it also hinders the critical input as well as expertise of swine veterinarians. Every summer, smart cattle buyers turn to one place for volume, quality, and selection, and that's Superior Livestock. Superior is headed to Sheridan, Wyoming, August 17th through the 21st for the Bighorn Classic Video Sale. Over 192,000 head of calves, yearlings, and breadstock, fresh from ranches across the U.S., will sell over 5 big days. See every lot in high-quality video, then register to bid at SuperiorLivestock.com. Don't miss the Bighorn Classic, August 17th through the 21st. The future of livestock agriculture depends on the people who keep it moving forward. That's why ranchers, livestock markets, individuals, and industry leaders are coming together through the Common Ground Coalition. Finding common ground on issues like supporting the next generation, improving access to labor, strengthening risk management tools, and protecting our rural communities. One industry working together, a stronger future. Learn more or sign on to the movement today at commongroundcoalition.net. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association reminds you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together. Go to PasoRobles.downtown.org.
This summer, fuel up your fun at Tachi Palace Casino Resort with Summer Cash and Gas. Every Thursday in August, Premier Club members can score cash and prizes with 4 winners every hour. And on August 20th and 27th, our 8 p.m. winner can skip the pump by riding away with a brand new custom e-bike plus $5,000 cash. Get in, get playing, and get ready to win. Summer Cash and Gas, only at Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
KPRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. After their big crop in 2025, California growers of processing tomatoes are harvesting fewer acres this season. Higher inventories of tomato products and decreased sales led California tomato processors to cut how many acres they want growers to plant this year, with contracted acres at their lowest in more than 30 years. The hope is that the reduced acreage will allow inventory levels to come into balance with market demands, said Mike Montana, president and CEO of the California Tomato Growers Association. Quote, "It's going to take a couple of years," he said, adding that the industry has turned the corner on slower sales. Unusually warm weather in March accelerated plant growth, leading to an earlier start to harvest this year. Growers with later plantings expect to finish harvest by the end of October. Fresno County grower Don Cameron described the quality of his crop as good, with yields exceeding his contracted amount, but with months of harvest left, Montana said weather could still impact the crop. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi. delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Sunny skies today with highs in the upper 80s. Southwest winds at 15 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows in the mid-50s. West-southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tomorrow, highs in the low 80s. Southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Thursday, mostly sunny on Friday and Saturday, partly cloudy on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Mid-70s Thursday, upper 70s Friday, low 80s Saturday, mid-80s on Sunday and Monday, 87 a week from today. Currently, it is 59 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:21.
If you need a great, easy place for lunch, try the Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood. There is plenty of parking, and it's just a couple minutes from downtown Paso. Some of the locals' favorites: grilled prawn cob salad, cowboy Cuban with brisket and pulled pork, smash burger with two patties, the very popular beer-battered fish and chips, and shrimp tacos. Great lunch and easy parking, and the patio is pet-friendly. The Spirit of Paso Robles, right in the middle of River Oaks Golf Course.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Samsung SDI, the battery unit of the South Korean tech giant, is buying General Motors' stake in Synergy Cells, a battery joint venture in Indiana. The plant in New Carlisle, Indiana, has been under construction for 2 years. It will make batteries for energy storage systems and other high-tech applications. The ownership change is the result of slower-than-expected growth of electric vehicle demand. Hims & Hers health shares are down 5%. The telehealth platform lost money in the recent quarter. It's blaming the loss on restructuring as it switched to name brand weight loss and diabetes drugs. Hims & Hers is raising expectations for the year. Rocket Lab shares are down 4%. The space company appears to have pushed back the timeline for its first flight of its Neutron rocket. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Koselna, invested in you.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty, that's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. it can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants.
California is our country. We must fix this state so our kids will stay. Only your trust can do that. Not politicians who try to fix government schools. Not politicians who claim to support our right to bear arms, yet utter such nonsense you know they neither carry nor train. To protect your kids and fix California, you must first fix your trust.
If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105 or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. Outstanding gas prices and the perfect Central Valley staycation. All righty, call or text 238-577-5238-KPRL to join us on the Tuesday edition.
Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love.
The Morning Exchange.
I'm all shook up.
KPRL.
All righty, a couple of things. This afternoon, Barry's on a summer hiatus, and got a text yesterday that Eric, who was filling in, he got a case of Mogo on the go-go. So I'm working on a couple of things to fill in that slot this afternoon. So then, meanwhile, the two San Luis Obispo County natives who are playing Major League Baseball, that would be Dylan Beavers from Paso Robles and Brooks Lee from San Luis Obispo, they faced off yesterday. And it was the Twins over the O's, 9-5 for the Twins. Brooks Lee playing third base, went 2-for-4. And Dylan batting fifth and playing left field, he went 0-for-3. They will go at it again this evening or this afternoon. I don't know what they're doing there in Minnesota. All right. Again, especially on the text. People like the text because they don't have to expose their voice. All right. Yesterday, we had a caller in the 8 o'clock hour, and then I got a text regarding the call and said, tell that lady to reread the book 1984. Many of you may be aware of the book 1984 from George Orwell. Pretty sure it was from about, 1948 or 49, somewhere around there. I'm pretty sure about that. So it's the totalitarianism, and that is under the constant surveillance of Big Brother, because she called in asking why people were so upset with specifically flock cameras, because it's become a pretty decent story. And then, you know, we had some responses and so forth, but it gets even better than that. It gets even better with that if you dive into this, because it is difficult to keep up with technology. Chris, you have grown up in the technology age. You're whatever you're, I don't know what you guys are called.
Gen Z.
Okay, Gen Z. And I'll forget that again, by the way, because I can't keep track of it. And can you keep up with the pace of how the technology is changing?
What do you mean by keep up with the pace?
I can't describe that.
Yes and no, I think. Like, I think I can keep up with it just fine if I get my hands on something, but I'm not actively keeping up with it.
Okay, so is that in reference of being able to use whatever technology or the next technology that's coming?
Yeah, if somebody, you know, hands me the latest iPhone or whatever, I'll probably be able to use it just fine, regardless of how many new features there are on it, even though the phone I use right now is about 6 years old, which doesn't sound like much, but when you consider how fast things are moving, it's like ancient.
Right, because many of us have had the same phone in our homes, landlines, for 20 years.
Right.
Never had to change it. Works fine, if not better, except it can't brush your teeth for you or anything like that. Well, how about into the neurotech technology?
I don't even know what that is.
Okay. All right, I'm guessing most people probably don't either. Now, I'm sure most people know that you can put chips in your animals. And, you know, people, if you lose them, hopefully this the chips, you can find them. And I don't know what the chips are that you can put into people. I don't. Now, I think you can put things in for heart or something like that. But this goes back a couple of years. And if anybody can remember on the option, perhaps down the road, of being able to do that. And at least for now, it would be voluntary. But down the road, if we read the book 1984, would it be a possibility? Now, I'm pretty sure that there was not much mention of technology in the novel 1984. However, this is something that's to think about. Brain sensors and implants, they're giving people the ability to control computers, robots, and wheelchairs without moving a muscle. Now, this is also paired with algorithms, the device that can also predict when people are most likely to be productive and when to take a break. Now, here in the United States, it's technology that very few people have used and more than likely don't know exist. However, it is increasingly coming a target for regulation in the state of California. Now, what happened is, a couple of years ago, that your lawmakers extended state digital privacy law, and this is protections to the brain data. Now, thinking, what's this about? You know, where you go? Well, it's a bill to restrict how employers use the information, and this has cleared the assembly and made most of its way through the Senate. And so the measure is also wanting to block the sale of this information and other sensitive personal information. What happens is neurotech systems gather information using computer chips implanted in the brain or sensors. Okay. Now, again, Chris, does it sound like you would want something implanted in your brain, like this computer chip?
Not particularly.
Okay. I would say no as well.
I think the concept, you know, sounds cool as with, you know, a lot of science fiction stuff. It's like, oh, you can, you know, control something with your brain, but then you start to think about all the implications of it, and it gets a little bit unsettling.
So we get back to one of my favorite sayings, good intentions.
Yes.
Okay. Well, folks, this doesn't have to be necessarily implanted in your brain. Okay? Sensors packed with devices like earbuds, headbands, wristbands, or these headsets. How about that? How about that? So, in a sense, you are being tracked. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. We have no idea what's going on now. I met a man on my vacation from Belgium working for a startup company, 3D printing, and they're including biologically active cells in the print. So they're talking about printing meniscus, tendons, and things such as that on a 3D printer that you can put in the body as implants.
Well, I mean, is it solid technology, or is this just in the experimental stage?
No, they're making it right now. They're printing at the micron level, which, if you understand the micron level, that's like atomic orbital size. It's crazy.
So
crazy, the technology.
So if somebody had shoulder surgery or knee surgery or something like that, this could replace.
Well, this could replace their missing. I think the biggest application is replacing torn meniscus that are ugly, or when go in there and they scrub out a meniscus, they can replace the entire meniscus in a knee, and it becomes biologically adaptable and acceptable. Torn cruciate tendons.
Okay, well, you've been in the medical profession for years. What do you think?
I think it's a wonderful breakthrough. It's like a bionic man kind of thing coming up. You go in and get a new part 3D printed. They're already making rib cages and rib cage replacements for people who have problems with that kind of thing.
Okay, so sure. Does this mean that the end result is going to be longer lasting than what most of us consider as the general surgery?
Yeah, it may reduce the amount of joint replacements we have to do, because we can repair the joint internally without having to replace it with a metal replacement.
Okay.
So it'll be kind of fascinating if it works out. A company called Biosim, I think they call it, BIOSYM, out of Belgium.
Okay, well, you mentioned something there. You said kind of like the bionic man, right?
Yeah. I mean, they won't be any stronger or better, or you're not making guys like a superhuman, but they'll make them human again.
Are you sure about that?
I'm sure the possibilities are endless, and
well,
have to wait and see.
Okay, so that's where I've, even yesterday, I'm going with this. And how far do you think we should be able to go with this, with creating the perfect universe and the perfect person? And I mean in the absolute definition of the word perfect.
Well, I don't know what perfect is. I mean,
well, no problems, no issues. Everybody's smart, et cetera, et cetera.
I don't know if they're going to replace disease and things such as that. They might be able to get better vaccines. I don't know. I don't think 3D printing applies to a vaccine, because we're making tissues rather than molecules in tissue rather than vaccines. But making a perfect person, you mean one that doesn't age or doesn't get sick? Is that what you're getting at?
Well, doesn't age, doesn't get sick, doesn't have problems, is not a problem, et cetera, et cetera. So then we have, and again, we're talking the future here, but just try to follow. So we now have this society where there's no ills for everybody, for anyone. People are basically, we're all the same and we're all homogenized. What kind of world do you think that would be?
Well, they're always going to have genetic variation in everybody, but I don't know.
No. Technology is going to create the perfect world.
Well, I think that sounds something like a great science fiction application or a novel. I can't foresee that in my lifetime. But I guess anything's possible now with what they're doing.
Did you ever think putting a wristband on you would be able to get? They'd be able to get neurotech information about you.
Well, they do that on your phone. They have rings that do that now. Put them on
well, whether it's ring or wristbands, my question is: did you ever think that was going to happen?
No, I never. I could, when I was a kid, I couldn't visualize cellular phones. And satellite. Well, I was 15. I was 10 years old when they put up the first satellite, so that was a whole new technology then. So I don't know what the limitation is.
What if you had technology that can predict what words are going to be coming from your mouth?
I don't know. You're talking about reading people's minds now, reading thoughts. If you can do that, if you can get the words before they come out, that would be mind reading.
Well, this is. But isn't this a potential of just monitoring people all the time?
I don't think that's going to. That's a little beyond my real ability to comprehend.
Well, that's why I brought up the book 1984.
Well, yeah, 1984, but that wasn't so much high tech. Well, as opposed to control.
Well, what difference does that make when you have the government that can control this?
Well, I don't disagree the government's going to try to get more control. Our new generation seems to think the government should have more control already.
Well, if we have this amazing technology that keeps expanding, and we have a government that is interested, and they and you know they do this, by implementing more rules and regulations to control us. So if they have, are in charge of this technology, what won't they control?
Well, I think they'll control whatever we let them control.
Yep.
We already have more control. I mean, our whole life is monitored. Now, if you just send an email to somebody thinking you're looking at such and such a thing, perhaps purchasing one, the next thing you know, those ads pop up on your screens.
As a matter of fact, my new name is Alice.
Alice? Are you transitioning?
No, for whatever reason, I haven't been near Walmart in Paso, but in anywhere in I don't know how long. And I keep having this pop up on my or a message on my text, Alice, your you know whatever is ready at the Walmart on Niblick Road.
Well, right now there's so many predators out there with all this phishing going on, and stuff that you really have to be savvy just to know what not to respond to.
No, I just delete that stuff. I don't respond.
Exactly. Most of the stuff is amazing. I probably get 100 emails for one that I care about.
We do have to be extremely careful, but
right.
it does get more annoying though.
No, it's a tremendous nuisance. I mean, look at how many potential spam calls pop up on your phone every day, but I must have at least 15 to 20. Thank God that my system pretty much notifies me before I answer that it says potential spam. But anybody who answers an unknown text is asking for trouble.
You got it.
Yeah.
All right.
Or just to be bothered, I guess you would say.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, Doc.
All right.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, so back to this technology. Again, people within the realm that know this and understand it are extremely concerned that your mental privacy could be taken away. Because this neurotech system that is gathering this information, whether it's from your headband, your wristband, the earbuds, or something directly implanted in your brain, would know the thoughts that you have going on. So how many would be comfortable with that? How many would be comfortable for that? You want your conveniences, you want all this other kind of stuff, and by doing so, things advance. But is that really advancement? Where is it taking us? Where is it taking us to? Just think about that. Even the images that somebody may be going through their minds, they would be able to read. Again, maybe if you grew up in this type of world, well, you have no choice, but it's not a big deal. But for those, even someone in Chris's age, Chris, I'm just guessing, you wouldn't want to have somebody with this neurotech ability to know what is going on in your mind right now.
No, because that's sometimes you think things that you don't actually mean. It's just a passing thought.
Right.
That's why we've got so many different filters to control what we think and do.
Right, and it's nobody's damn business.
Correct.
If you want it to come out through your mouth, you would do so.
Yes, and even then you might regret it.
Right, so just think about the process here. Okay? So this neurotech technology, it could understand your mental privacy moments. I can't tell you how many times when I've driven by the state capitol of what thoughts that have gone through my mind. And if those thoughts would be able to be relayed to authorities, I'd be in jail because they're thoughts. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Yes, it's interesting to know that a lot of those things about your brain waves and stuff, but there's a lot of patents on those earbuds. It's all patented that they can read your brain waves and your thoughts. And so it's like if you actually, like you're saying, think something, like maybe perhaps overthrow the government or whatnot, then, you know, if you're hooked into this system, I mean, they can cut you off. You won't be able to buy food or turn your car off, deactivate your whole life.
Right. And in today's world now, I don't know how old you are, sir, but would you have thought that this was possible?
Kind of, yeah. I was always kind of a conspiracy kind of person early on.
Well, conspiracy as opposed to the technology. Did you ever think that we would be able to have this technology and the other
part? Yeah, because of the taking the number of the beast. I mean, it's like, how would they, you know, implement it and having kind of a computer background? You know, it's like having a chip in embedded in you, which, you know, it's not that difficult these days. We do it to animals.
Well, okay, so do you think this type of technology is good?
No, it's horrible because absolute power absolutely corrupts. It's going to get into the hands of the people that are orchestrating these things. I think it's been going on for generations and decades and decades, and just here we are again. I think in some regard, you know, somehow we fight and overthrow it, and they rewrite history, and we just think we're all just new and this has never happened, nothing new under the sun, you know. So, yeah, I think this stuff's been going on for a long time, one way, shape, or form.
All right, if this were to become more prevalent, would you trust it to be used for good use or bad use?
Oh, it's all for bad. I mean, I think the premise of it's for safety and security and, you know, lull you into a 15-minute city and all this stuff. You know, it's all bad. It's all bad.
But, I mean, come on, sir. They want to create a perfect society where there's no problems. That's what they would tell us, wouldn't they?
Well, yeah. Yeah, you're going to be safe as they flood the country with people that want to do you harm. It's all controlled chaos.
Hmm. Okay. All right, sir. Well, I appreciate your call. We got to go. Well, he knew it before I did. Pretty smart guy.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. Atascadero Fire responded to a residential structure fire on Sunday at about 4:46 p.m. The incident was located at 7580 Castano Avenue. A single-family residence was involved in a heavy fire. Units managed to stop the flames from spreading to adjacent homes, and the blaze was controlled in about 30 minutes. But the fire has displaced the Bird family inside the residence. The Atascadero City Council will discuss proposed updates to its native tree regulations and its zoning code in its next meeting tonight. The new regulations will not require an arborist report for a tree that dies to natural causes, nor an application fee. You can attend tonight's meeting at 6 in person or listen right here on KPRL. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny to partly cloudy today, highs in the upper 80s, it's 59 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. Primaries being held in six states today. Voters will be heading to the polls in Minnesota, Wisconsin, Vermont, South Carolina, Connecticut, and Alabama to decide a number of races, ranging from governor and statewide races to U.S. Senate and House seats that are up for grabs. A man accused of killing UnitedHealthcare CEO is due in a New York City courtroom today.
The hearing is expected to focus on media access for the New York State trial of Luigi Mangione. His attorneys questioned why the proceedings won't be live streamed and say limiting access could violate his right to a public trial. Prosecutors say the defense is trying to spread misinformation.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers, Mangione's state trial begins September 8th. And President Trump signing an executive order calling for an overhaul of childhood vaccines. He says kids are getting too many at once. America's listening to Fox News.
We have a beautiful new furniture store in Paso Robles, right next to Walmart. Ricky's Furniture Outlet, locally owned by fifth-generation Californian. Ricky's offers a large variety of furniture, Western art pieces, and specializes in custom sofas. Ricky's bright, beautiful showroom is a breath of fresh air here in the North County. Ricky's Furniture Outlet, on Niblick, next to Walmart, in Paso Robles.
Just about 9 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice. KPRL Sports is brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
Baseball Monday, the Rays run their winning streak to 7 in a row, thumping the A's 10-6, thanks largely to an 8-run 8th inning. Junior Cameron Arrow got it started with a 3-run homer, his 34th of the season. Trevor Walls had the go-ahead 2-run single. Dodgers trimmed the Royals 6-5. Tarek Skubal went 5 innings in his Dodger Stadium debut. Freddie Freeman singled in Shohei Ohtani with the go-ahead run in the 7th. Diamondbacks wiped out the Rockies 9-0. Michael Soroka and Zach Littell combined on a 5-hitter. Nolan Arenado with a grand slam in the first inning against his old club. Brett Beatty hit his first career granny in the first inning to lead the Mets over the Braves 8-5. Jackson Merrill's 2-run tater in the 7th boosted the Padres past the Brewers 3-2. Mason Miller earned his NL best 30th save. Twins outworked the Orioles 9-5. Austin Martin had 4 hits, including a dinger.
I just try to take the same approach every single day. I mean, I don't go up there thinking, let me hit a home run, let me hit a double. I just try to work good counts, get myself in a good spot to help these guys drive me in.
Astros down the Giants 6-3 in 10 innings. Cam Smith homered, then singled in the tie run in the 9th, but after he was thrown out trying to stretch that into a double, he wound up scoring the go-ahead run as the ghost runner in the 10th. The Rangers scored 3 in the 10th to top the Angels. Wins for the Phillies and the Blue Jays. NFL, the Cowboys and star defensive tackle Quinnen Williams agreed to a 3-year contract extension worth over $100 million, nearly all of it guaranteed. That's Tuesday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th in Riverside.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero. They offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. And, oh boy, let's hope this is right today. Upper 80s, clear tonight. No, some clouds tonight and overnight. Lows in the mid to upper 50s. And then we'll supposedly go down to the low 80s on your Wednesday. Mid to upper 70s on Thursday and Friday. Saturday, low 80s. And let's see here. It's goofing around here. This thing is just pop, 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 pop. So, yeah, Saturday, low 80s, mid-80s on Sunday, and mid-80s a week from today. Upper 80s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 10, up and down, 6:20 a.m., 7:58 p.m. We're at 59. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical. They've been proudly serving you in Atascadero since 1979. World-famous Pet Alert brought to you by Uncle Ed's. They are your most complete firearms trainer and supplier in Atascadero. As we check out and see what animals may be out there on the highways and the byways and get them where they need to be. Home, sweet home. There's no place like home. All right, there is nothing to report today on the world-famous Pet Alert, but I thought I was in the movie The Birds this morning driving in because owls, probably about 4 or 5 of them, were just, boom, I thought I was going to hit them all. I don't know what the heck they were doing. Getting too low, too low. All right, Chris, you ready?
Ready.
What percentage of American women say they would marry the same man?
Marry the same man all over again.
Yeah, because if you remember, because the American men was 80%.
Right.
So if they had to do it all over again, like Crystal Gayle sung about, she would do it all over again. But men said 80% of the time. So what do you think it is for women?
I feel like this is the one we've done before. This was 50%.
Yeah, no, there's another 50%.
That yeah. Again?
Yeah.
It's 50% for both times.
Yeah.
I know there was, you know, one question, for, like two questions for each of the men and the women. So,
right.
Women's 50% both times, huh?
They gave up. Well, there's another one tomorrow with women about after all this is over with.
Hmm.
Okay, about happiness. So we will get to that. But yeah, the 50%. Men is 80, women are 50. I don't know what that says, but I have my own thoughts.
Which, if I was thinking right now and I had one of those sensors on, it would come out, wouldn't it?
I suppose it would, if that's what it's been supposed to do.
That's yeah, I'd be in seriously big trouble. Okay, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230, or reception at kprl.com. Like to keep it nice and simple. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Pass Robles, Templeton, and of course out there at the One Niner Diner at the airport. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. Okay, given the popularity of this film's cars with customizers and hot rodders, their fate immediately after the film was very surprising. All these vehicles were offered for sale. However, only one was sold, and just for a few hundred dollars. What do you think the movie is? Films, cars with customizers and hot rodders. After the film, all were offered for sale, and only one attracted a buyer, selling for only a few hundred dollars. What do you think the movie is? 238-5775, 238-KPRL. To the phone line we go. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. American Graffiti.
Yep, American Graffiti. Only the 58 Impala driven by Ron Howard was sold. Only for
that is really shocking. I can't believe it. Jeez, that's amazing.
Right, you know the yellow Deuce coupe? That was only being offered for $1,500.
Oh my goodness! I wish I'd been there. I would have bought it.
I think a lot of people would have done that. Yeah, way back. All right, well done. May I have your name?
Sure, Kay Kunzler, Creston, California.
Okay, Kay. I know you've seen the movie. Did you have a favorite character in the movie?
Not really. I thought they all did a great job. I enjoyed the movie a lot.
It is I think people forget the movie just takes place in one night.
Oh, I had forgotten that, actually.
Yep. All right, well, we have you down as a qualifier, and you enjoy your day.
I sure will. Thanks, Kevin.
Okay, bye. Yeah, the classic has become a classic, and that is American Graffiti. Only Ron Howard's Impala was the one that was sold for, they didn't give the exact price, but anyway. It was originally filmed in San Rafael, but the production crew was denied permission to shoot beyond a second day. I don't know what the reasons were. But anyway, Petaluma, that's where it was done. And the film, the budget was $770,000. And it is, well, at the box office, it earned over $200 million. So, pretty decent investment.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. The County Elections Office will recognize today as National Poll Worker Recruitment Day, which highlights the essential role poll workers play in administrating elections across the country. The Elections Office welcomes applicants from all backgrounds, encouraging bilingual community members, college students, and first-time poll workers to apply. The Atascadero City Council will discuss proposed updates to its native tree regulations and its zoning code in its meeting tonight. New regulations will not require an arborist to report for a tree that dies to natural causes, nor the application fee. You can attend tonight's meeting at 6 in person or listen right here on KPRL. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny to partly cloudy skies today, highs in the upper 80s, it's 60 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
And it was one of the most profitable films of all time, and it also surpassed Airport from 1970 as the highest grossing film in Universal Studios history until The Sting surpassed it in 1974. All right, two more to go. This hour brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive in Calmetto Lane. Call or stop by.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.